Okay, we're holding Simon Reish Tezayin, Sif Yud Beis, page Kuf Lam and Aleph. Welcome to our anytime. So we're continuing with Hilchos Birchas Areach. We're going to learn today, the main halacha today will be about the bracha on the esrig. If someone wants to smell the esrig on Sukkos, do they make a bracha? What about before Sukkos? What about after Sukkos? That will be Sif Yud Dalet. In the meantime, Sif Yud Beis and Yegimol Zakta Mechaber Sif Yud Beis, page Kuf Lam and Aleph. Mevarchen ala mugmar, a person makes a bracha on mugmar. Paris, what's mugmar? Bisamim shemesimim ala gecholim lahariach behem. Mugmar are spices that you put onto coals. In order to smell the spices, you have to have them sitting there on the coals and it burns them and the smoke smells very good. Mishayala kitar ashanai koidim shiagiyale areach. You make the bracha once the smoke pillar starts to rise, even before you actually smell it. Don't make a bracha after it already started to get hot, but the smoke did not yet start to rise. Don't yet make the bracha. If they're making the smoke in order to get rid of a bad smell, then you don't make a bracha at all. Even if you're getting a lot of benefit. But if it's not being done in order to create a good smell, it's being done in order to mask a bad smell, then you don't make a bracha. Even if the smell already got to your nose, you can still make the bracha. It has to be samach at least to when you're about to do it. So if you make a bracha before the smoke even starts to rise, that is well too much before the mitzvah is going to be done or the hana will be had that you can't make the bracha and it's too early. The bracha should not be too distant from the pleasure. Even if you made a bracha before the smoke came up, but you were not mafsik between that moment, you weren't mafsik from when you made the bracha until you enjoyed the pleasure of the smell, your bracha will work. Zak Sifti Gimel. Ha mugmar imushal eitz. This mugmar, this smell, the source of the smell, if it's from wood, mevarech bari atzi b'samim imushal eisiv, bari isve b'samim imushal shar minim, if it's from other minim, bari minim b'samim, which means whatever you're burning to make the smell, whatever the bracha would be on that which you're burning, that's the bracha you're going to make on this smell that you have from the smoke. The bracha is not going to change. That's the chiddush over here. Which means if you're burning something which is atze b'samim, the bracha won't change just because it's burning and it's being burnt up with a crisp and it's gone. Adarabba, who garim shetalatim rasi v'reichei noidev, this thing which is getting burnt is what's causing the smell. And that's what's causing everything. So of course it retains its bracha. The vase refuya, I think means without a dot, a vase, not a base. The Prima Gadim says the bracha is bari isve with a chirik, and then a shva, and then a vase isve. Zok the mechaber sif yadal. And now we're going to discuss the bracha on smelling an esrig. Hamariach be esrig shal mitzvah. Someone smells an esrig shal mitzvah. Mevarech alav, you make a bracha. It's a fruit, and the bracha would be asher nasa riach tei beperis. Even though it's an esrig shel mitzvah, the first opinion holds you still make a bracha. And some say you don't make a bracha, and therefore it's good not to smell it. We'll see in the Mishnah Berurah what the reason is, but because it's a shaila, do you make a bracha on an esrig shel mitzvah? Therefore, we say that one should not smell it lechatchila. Zokter Rama Yesha, I remember that Mariach bepas cham Yesha devarich shenasam riach tei bepas. If someone smells good smelling hot bread, make a bracha shenasam riach tei bepas. Yesha, I remember that in devarich alav, and some say not to make a bracha on it. And we'll see also in the Mishnah Berurah why that's so. Lekach ein lehariach bay. So the Mechaber and the Rama bring down two cases over here. The first case is the esrig shel mitzvah. Machleik is, do you make a bracha, do you not make a bracha? And therefore, best not to smell it. What if you do smell it? We'll see in the Mishnah Berurah. What's the machleik is about? We'll see in the Mishnah Berurah. Second case, the Rama says, what about hot bread? Delicious smelling and aroma of hot bread. You go past the bakery, it smells delicious, all the pastries. So also machlekes, if you make a bracha or not, we'll see in the Mishnah Berurah what the machlekes is. And therefore, ein lahariach bai, don't smell it. Don't intend to enjoy that smell. Or at least if you're walking past the general bakery, it could be then it's pasha, you won't make a bracha because it wasn't picked up. It's really oimin la'achila, it wasn't picked up to smell. But don't pick it up to smell. Don't pick up a loaf of hot bread or a pastry just to smell that delicious smell, because it's a shaila if it deserves a bracha or not. Zakta Mishnah Berurah Sifat Nunal from Mariach Be'esrit. It doesn't mean that you took it in your hand to be yotze the mitzvah, and agav orche, it happens to be a smell came out, so you happen to smell the esrid. If you pick up a fruit, even if it's, you're picking it up just to eat, you're not going to make a bracha if you smell it. So to here, if you pick up the esrid to be yotze the mitzvah, to shake it, you're not going to make a bracha if you smell it. Came in the emes chav in l'ariach, he had no intent to smell it. You picked it up to be yotze the mitzvah and to smell it. Earlier we said if you pick up a fruit to smell and to eat, you would make a bracha. So the first opinion over here is essentially comparing an esrig to a fruit. So just like if you pick up a fruit to eat it and to smell it, earlier we said you make a bracha. So to over here, if you pick up an esrig to be yotze the mitzvah and to smell it, you're going to make a bracha. We did speak out back then when we learned Siv Beis that the minhag is that generally we don't find people making brachas on fruits, and that's because we're choshes for the Vilna Goyin, and it has to be that you picked it up only to smell it, not to eat it to smell. So to over here to feed the Vilna Goyin, but pashtus, you would have to pick up the esrog only to smell it in order to make a bracha. And also, the Chazon Ish says it has to be that it's oimed only for that. It means the fruit is not meant to be eaten, only to be smelled. Here too, it would have to be an esrog that's only there for Sereach and not there for the mitzvah. And based on that, it would seem like just like we don't make a bracha on our fruit, we also would not make a bracha on the esrog shel mitzvah. Even if you picked it up, latzis ula hariach, you still will not make a bracha, even though the first opinion says to make a bracha, in practice, the pashtus would not make that bracha. So if cotton beis v'yish ayim shein mevarch, what's pshat? Defeat the second opinion. Delav the reyach avida came in shushal mitzvah. It's not meant for a reyach. It's meant to do a mitzvah. Because I'm talking about Rav Mishael Marshal. The davka b'shas nitzilos in the mitzvah. That's only when you took it. Al koydim l'chein ayachar kach mevarch l'kul yama. Before that or afterwards, then you make a bracha l'kul yama v'yish acholkim azav v'ayim v'alacha. So zok the magen of Rav Mishael Marshal that this that you. The second opinion holds that you don't make a bracha on an esrog shel mitzvah is only when you're actually using it for the mitzvah. That's when it's there for the oimin for the mitzvah and not l'hariach, and therefore you're not going to make a bracha on it. It's not l'hariach avida, it's l'mitzvah. But not the shas mitzvah, so even though it's on sukkahs, kosh came before sukkahs, the Magen Avraham would say, then you would make a bracha even according to the second opinion. Now again, in practice, we probably wouldn't do it because all fruits we don't like to make brachas on because of the chazon ish and the Vilna Gaon, like we said. But in Din, the Magen Avraham is saying, Mishnah Marshal, that even the second opinion who says not to make a bracha when you smell an esrog, and therefore we said, it's nachah not to smell it, that would only apply bishas when you take it for the mitzvah. But if you're not taking it now for the mitzvah, then you wouldn't make a bracha. However, Yishcholkim, some argue. Who argues? The Al Yerabba argues, Al Yerabba says, and the Bir Lacha brings it down on the side, the Al Yerabba says that a different shot, why you're a potter, why you don't make a bracha on the esrog when you smell it, it's not because that you're taking it now for the mitzvah. Rather, it's huksel mitzvaseh. It's huksel mitzvaseh for all 7 days of Yantif. So Mamela, since it's huksel mitzvaseh, it's not considered oimel hariach bai, and therefore all 7 days of Yantif, you're not going to make a bracha if you smell the esrog according to the Al-Yarabah. And that's the Yishcholkim. The Yishcholkim say, even if it's not b'shas mitzvah, the second opinion would say you don't make a bracha. It's huksel mitzvaseh. Now let's finish the Mishnah Berurah, and then we'll speak out the raid on this particular machlokes between the Magen Avraham and the Elyon Rabba. Zok the Mishnah Berurah, Sukkot and Gimel Lekach Nochin. Kedei Latzis Min Deisavik Bracha. It's better not to smell the esrog. Mariach Bay Das Magen Avraham Shalei Levarich Enas Agrab Veyurei. If you picked it up in Shas Mitzvasai and you also intend to smell it, then you don't make a bracha. That's the opinion of the Magen Avraham and the Goyin, and that's Halacha L'Maaseh B'Shas Mitzvah. Obviously, you're not going to make a bracha when you smell it. Shaloi b'shas mitzvah say, that's the machlekes Magen Avraham and the Elyon Rabba. We'll speak about that in a moment. Sifkot nadal na mariach yesh le levarich. K'may b'shar peri, sha'im din la'achila, v'yesh le mariach, mevarich aleim, shenoyt le sende de la riach behem. The bread is just like other peris. If you pick it up, the smell, you make a bracha. Don hey v'yesh le'im, de'ein levarich alav, de'ein za reach chashiv, she'roi levarich alav. Some say not to make a bracha, it's not a reach chashiv, to make a bracha on it, even though to us it smells very good. To Chazal, this was not considered a reach chashuv, the smell of the bread. If you have a delicious smelling hot bread, you pick it up to smell it, you don't make a bracha, that's the psak. So let's go back for a moment and let's discuss this machlekes that Yerab and the Magen Avraham. If you have an esrog on Sukkos, and it's shaloi b'shach mitzvah, say an esrog on Sukkos, and it's not now during the mitzvah, so let's go back now to machlekes in the Magen Avraham and the Yerab, yeah? It should be like this. Magen Avraham says that if you have an esrog on Sukkos, shaloi b'shach mitzvah, say, and you want to smell it, bracha. It's a regular fruit, and a fruit you want to smell, delicious smelling fruit, you make a bracha. Ayurava says, no. If you have an esrig on Sukkot, shaloi b'shas mitzvasei, no bracha. Magen Avraham says, because b'shas mitzvasei is oimit for the mitzvah, not lehariach, but b'shaloi b'shas mitzvasei, now you can smell it. Now Ayurava says, no, it's huksa for all 7 days, huksa l'mitzvasei. Are you allowed to eat the esrig on Sukkot? No, because it's huksa l'mitzvasei all 7 days. Frek the bir lacha on Ayurava, I don't understand. It's huksa l'mitzvasei, and therefore you're not allowed to eat it. But you're allowed to smell it. It's mutter to smell the esrog. You just can't eat it. But first halacha in Mechelik Vav in Arachayim in the Mishnah Berurah, it says in Tafresh and Gimel, esrog shem mitzvah mutter l'ramiach by menadin. You're allowed to smell it. Elafisha nechlekum mavarchan alavim lav yishem lo. You shouldn't do it. But you're allowed to smell it. You only can't eat it. So that which is huksa l'mitzvasei shouldn't shter the reich. That's also aimul l'ramiach. Every fruit is aimul l'achila. Afal pikin, if you have in mind to also smell it, you make a bracha. So even though it's oimid, it's huksa l'mitzvasei, so I have to use it for the mitzvah, that doesn't stir the fact that I can also smell it. It's only huksa klapi achila, but I can still smell it. And therefore the Bir Halacha argues on the Eliyahu Rabba. And the Bir Halacha says that l'chatchila, you shouldn't smell the esrog, even shalei b'shach mitzvasei, because it's a machlekes. But if you go ahead and smell the esrog, shalei b'shach mitzvasei, you should make a bracha, like the Magen Avraham, not like the Eliyahu Rabba. And that's how the Rosh Hashiva paskins in the Sefer Kevet Halachas is brought down. It says over here, Esek Shem Mitzvah Mutter L'Riach Bemin Adin, if you should Nechlechu Alav, if you should, in Mevorach and Alav, B'Shas Nitzilash, the Shem Mitzvah, you shouldn't do it. But if you take it and you smell it, Shalai B'Shas Mitzvah, you Vorach Al Reach, because you pass it like the Bir Lacha, it goes with the Magen Avraham, Nechatchili, you shouldn't smell it. Even Shalai B'Shas Mitzvah, so there's an Ali Rabbo who says you can't, because it's hooked all 7 days. But Lamaisa, if you do, make a bracha. Shlomo Zalman argues. Shlomo Zalman says, "No, I want to stick up for the Ali Rabba and answer for the Ali Rabba." What's the pshat? Zikr Shlomo Zalman. What's the Bir Halacha asking on the Ali Rabba? The Bir Halacha is asking that just the fact that it's huksa l'mitzvah, it shouldn't stir the fact that you smell that's also aimin l'hariach. The same way every fruit is aimin to eat it, and if you happen to smell it, you also make a bracha. So here, it's not aimin to eat anymore; it's aimin l'mitzvah, but it doesn't stir the fact that I can smell and make a bracha. Zikr Shlomo Zalman, no. When you have a fruit which is aimin l'hana. So even though the ikar hana is for achila, but I also want to have hana of smelling, okay, it's also aimin for the separate hana. But when you have an esrog of aimin l'mitzvasei, huksa l'mitzvasei, so the beer is not aimin for hana right now. This thing, this fruit is not meant for pleasure. It's meant for mitzvah. Okay, it's not meant for pleasure. It's not aimin l'hariach. When you have something which is aimin for pleasure, for achila, so then it doesn't shter. I can smell it. When I have something which is aimin for mitzvah, it's not aimin for pleasure. So it's not even for pleasure. Then we say it's not lahariach. But if Shlomo Zalman says Allah lemaisa, even shalei b'shach mitzvasei, you would not make a bracha. He says Yishol is stopping, but upon him he's misupik and he's not comfortable going with the Magen Avraham like the Bir Halacha and saying make the bracha. It's still a suffik. What do you do? I would think suffik brachas lahakala for him. Now either way, halacha lemaisa, we say that you don't make a bracha when smelling a fruit these days because it's better to avoid doing it always. But if you do it, we don't usually make brachas on it. Now Shlomo Zalman takes it so vite to say even before Yontif. The svar la yirava is that huksa l'mitzvasei. Now huksa l'mitzvasei for 7 days, but really even before that, he says, when you buy your esrog, what do you buy it for? It's not aimin l'achila anymore. It's aimin for a mitzvah. If it's aimin for a mitzvah, then that's a stira to using it for pleasure. It's not for pleasure. It's for mitzvahs. So Shlomo Zalman says, when you buy your esrog even before yontif, well, here the Magen Avraham would say it's pashu you make a bracha if you want to smell it. According to the Shlomo Zalman, he says that Yerava would agree, would say over here that you don't make a bracha on your esrog that you smell, and therefore it's always going to be a shaila whether or not to make a bracha on your esrog if you smell it. So it's really not lechatchila to smell the esrog. Now I'm taking away your whole geshmak and yontif. I'm not going for sukkahs this year because you can't smell your esrog. What's going to be? So you can come to the warehouse, all the esrogim. You can have ones, all the pasla ones. You could sniff them. Even that's a shaila because you make a bracha. So what you could do is we'll give you one that's aimin just lahariach. And there we said in the beginning of the simin, if you have a fruit that's not going to be eaten, and you designate it for smelling, then you make a bracha. So we'll give you one that's aimin just for nothing, just for smelling, and we'll enjoy it and you can smell it. The other etzah would be, if you don't pick it up, on the table, you happen to smell it, that also would be okay. Also, the place can say if your hands smell like an esrog, or if the you used to use the flax to wrap it up, and now we have like the foam, smells like, you can smell that, no problem. But to actually pick up the esrog, now also, if you picked it up, another case, you picked it up to shake it, not to smell it. You had no intent to smell it, and it's already in your hand, now you have a right to smell it, based on what we said in the beginning of the siman. Although there are chokim that say if you lift it up, even though you didn't pick it up off the table, it was in your hand, but then you love it when you pick it up to your nose, maybe that's called picking up to smell it. There are those that say that. So HaKapon HaLach HaMaisa, we'll finish with this. What do you do about your esrog? HaLach HaMaisa. So, esrog has a shayla more than the regular fruit. Even regular fruit is a shayla, we try not to smell them. So we don't want to get involved in the shayla, better not to smell it. If someone really wants to smell the esrog, so if it's on the table, you can smell it. If you picked it up for to be yotzei to the mitzvah, now you can smell it, if you want, once it's already in your hand. Or if you have an esrog that's designated just to be an esrog for smelling, that for sure you can make a bracha, shenosan riach kleba peres, and smell it. That's what would appear to me when yizdaiti, and you can smell your good-smelling hands, you can smell the esrog parties, you can smell the good-smelling box, and that's the chatchila. We'll stop over here. Everyone have a good Shabbos. Shkoyach.